Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
I'm not a Krusty Krab.
What is up, everybody? It is time for another edition of the Hard Rock Lunchbox. How's everybody doing today? Time to make a quick announcement. I just want to point out that this will be the last Hard Rock Lunchbox of 2021. Yeah! Everyone got excited for a minute. That'll teach you. We'll get excited around here. I am still messing with my camera angle because I don't like it. So when you see this next week on the top 20, I guess we can all weigh in on how things are looking, which is horrible and end of the year-ish. But thanks for being here. Oh, man. All right. So today is a special show. We have two special shows a year. We have the one on Thanksgiving, or Boxgiving, as cool people like to call it, I assume. And what we do then is we play the most played bands of the box ever through the 8-year history of the box. It'll be 9 years after that. It'll also be 10 years after that. And the reason I dumbed that down for people, because I want to talk about how people aren't smart anymore, but I'll get to that, because the other special show we do every year is the year-end spectacular, box-tacular, box-bocular, spec-bocular, whatever you want to call it, where we play the most played song of the year. Yeah, big deal. It's not a big deal. But it could be a big deal. So basically what we do is we take the most played songs, and we have a couple of caveats. Actually, we have one caveat. I tally up all the most played songs. The only real caveat is that I can only play a band one time in the countdown. So I take their highest placed song. So there's a bunch of bands that definitely occurred in the top 21 songs, but because they were already had a higher number, I bumped them out in favor of giving everybody a shot at the glory that is being in the top 21 of 2021, because that's what we're doing today. Because as much as you think 2021 sucked, and you're right, but at least we played some good music along the way, or at least I did. But did I? So that's right. I've got the top 21 songs. I'm showing you right now, but you can't see it. Top 21 songs of 2021. And we're going to be playing them in increasingly played order from 21 all the way down to 1. Some of these in here are exactly what you'd expect. But I got to tell you, there's a couple in there that I had to go back. There's one I actually went back and looked at the raw data because I was like, how can that possibly be right considering it's like a 20-year-old song? But your boy gets nostalgic from time to time and goes down that rabbit hole, and that's what happens. No phrasing. Anyway. So, just because I can and it's my show stuff, I'm going to take a couple of minutes just to talk about something that's coming up, because I do have to fill something for the top 20, because you know how all those 7 viewers will revolt if I don't have something. My boy Robbie's in a band called Va Va Voom, and as much as I argue with him about stuff on social media, if and when I do pop up on there, I do like those arguments because they tend to stay... they don't get insulty. They're just like debates, which I enjoy. Like, I really enjoy, like, fleshing ideas out and trying to understand stuff. But the recent one, he was talking about, and I'll paraphrase some of it so it doesn't look like I'm reading the whole time. But he was saying something about how people aren't, or maybe, whose post was it? Oh, it was Dave. Dave Subert's from 10 Ton Mojo. His post was basically like, we really are getting dumber, because the post was, if you think you are smarter than the previous generation, 50 years ago, the owner's manual of a car showed you how to adjust the valves. Today it warns you not to drink the contents of the battery, which I think is a sure sign that we're getting dumber. Now, the argument really is, is that's litigation and lawyers and stuff like that. And that's true. Lawyers are protecting companies because they need to, and I'll get to that in a second. But Robbie is actually taking the argument that we're actually smarter. And as a society, we are, like, we have evolved scientifically and, you know, we've had breakthroughs medically and all that other stuff. Philosophically, maybe not so much, but, like, socially, we've had some changes and stuff, and society does tend to improve, but we're also, we also do those things, and we move forward through the ether of this life, but having breakthroughs in technology does not make people smarter, and I think that that's something that gets lost on people, because he was making the argument that his grandmother could, like, I guess couldn't read or wasn't taught to read or whatever, and, like, you know, kids today, you know, can work their cell phones, and my argument is that that has absolutely nothing to do with smarts. That's exposure to a skill. Like, anybody can be taught almost anything that's not particularly artisan in nature, especially rote tasks. And the simple fact that a three-year-old can work a phone, let alone a 25-year-old drunk white girl on a train can work a girl, does not make her smart. And I think every single person within the sound of my voice knows that to be true, may actually know a person that makes that true, or possibly could be the person themselves that makes that true. And I finally broke it down to him thusly. I said, you know, a few thousand years ago, probably many thousands of years ago, actually, some person, him or her, figured out how to open a nut with a rock and then showed somebody else at camp how to do that. It did not make that other person smarter. It just gave them a skill set which they could now use. And I said that a few thousand years later, some dude sitting in England had an apple fall on his head, and he figured out the laws of gravity as we know them today. I'm sure he told a few other people about that, and maybe they understood it because they were smart, but I guarantee you there was somebody eating probably dog shit off the streets of London not all that far away that not only didn't get smarter from that, but didn't get smarter from any of that, because they aren't smarter, and that's my point. The masses are not smarter. We live in an advanced society, in an advanced civilization, where we have devices in our pockets that can talk to the sky and figure out information for us. And I would argue that that particular thing is making us even dumber, because we don't have to know these things. I can still do long division in my head, and most kids graduating today don't even know what that means. The simple fact that you can ask Google, Siri, or Alexa to solve all of your problems does not make you smarter. We've just enabled it because everybody else has gotten tired of you being so goddamn dumb you can't figure out how long to cook, I don't know, a piece of bacon or pork before you eat it and die. Now, my position is we have 8 billion people on the planet, and I am all for letting more people drink the contents of batteries, have paint chips for breakfast, have the toaster in the bathtub with you just in case you might get hungry halfway through your bath. I am all for it. I have been all for it for years. We are the first species on Earth that we're aware of that has been able to put a stopper in evolution, and we've done that because we've coddled the slow and the stupid behind us, and we elevate the mediocre to make them think that they're somehow equal or on par with the geniuses. I've got to tell you, I don't run into a lot of people that equal, like, the intellect of somebody like Steve Jobs, or even Mark Zuckerberg, for as dick as he is, or Bill Gates. Like, they created something pretty goddamn cool, and I am not a big fan of Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos, mainly for their tax reasons, but they created something pretty cool. Do you honestly think Fred down at the corner could do that? Do you? Do you know why that is? Because Fred's not any smarter than we were 50 years ago. And with the curtailing of education funds and curtailing the lesson plans down in the South to totally revise history because it makes people uncomfortable to believe in abuses of women and, of course, slavery that never happened down South, then how do you expect, honestly, people to get smarter? There's intelligence and there's education. If education is getting dumber, because it is, because we're not prioritizing it, people are never going to be smarter. And I have to tell you, intelligence has a lot to do with genetics. And the smartest people with the highest intelligence are not having 12 and 15 kids. So we're not overpopulating this with the smartest people. We're overpopulating the planet with people that just think effing feels good and can't figure out to pull out or wear a condom, or just thinks it's cool to just populate the world with more of themselves. There are very, very, very few super intelligent broods of children being born. And that is going to overrun the rest of us smart people with all the dumb people. So yeah, society is getting dumber, and it's staying that way and will continue until we pull warnings off of stuff like batteries. And that is my top 20 in 10 minutes. Now it's time to get on with the goddamn countdown. We're doing the top 21 songs as played here on the box through all of 2021, through that entire suck-ass year. We played some really good music, a lot of new music, including some brand new stuff, long-awaited brand new stuff from one of my personal faves, Dead Sarah. They dropped this banger earlier in the year, and as the title states, it is hypnotic as F. Sure, that's not the full title, but it could be. That's all I'm saying. So coming in at number 21, it's Dead Sarah on the box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
My good friends from Jersey, the band you know better as Auron, put out brand new music in 2021 as well, and we played the F out of it because we weren't quite over it yet. Man, that segue was good. A lot of new music released in 2021 as people were just confined to their lives for most of 2020 and early 2021. So it really was a good time for some creativity and productivity. And even everybody's favorite bass player, Joey Nunn was able to put out something from a band that nobody had ever heard of, nobody had ever heard anything from, and as far as I could tell, nobody's ever heard anything from since. So I don't necessarily know if it's a full-time project or not. What I do know and do kind of remember is I got so much goddamn crap for the way I talked about this particular song, because I was saying how country twangy it was, and everybody lost their goddamn minds enough for me to play it enough to get them all the way to 19 on the top 21 of 21 Countdown. And that, my friends, is amazing. It's the Neon Skyline out of the box.
She was born with a golden heart. Summer girl's a precious smile. Can't believe you ever saw that. Tender soul is a work of art. Different man, a different life. Didn't think he could ever.
Now, the way we do this is I pull the records from the software that I use to run this show. It tracks every band and every song that I play, that I broadcast, and I just enter them into Excel. I work a little Excel magic. Yeah, Excel magic. Mastery magic with a little help from Google, and I figure out the top songs of the year. It's very, very simple. And when this next song hit the top 21, I was like, what? Why? But why? But how? I actually went back to the raw data to make sure I wasn't making some weird mistake, and I wasn't. For some reason, 2021 was the year I decided to play a ton of Tones of Home from Blind Melon, and I'm not ashamed of it at all.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
No, well, it's true. Blind Melon has not put out anything new in a long time. A long, long time. The same cannot be said for Wage War, because they dropped a lot in 2021, including number 17, Godspeed, on the box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
It's hard to even count how long I've been a fan of Newfound Glory. Seriously, like, dude, way to drop, like, two great songs all the time just when I need them. Like, that breakdown in the middle of that song is so goddamn dope. It reminds me that I should throw a breakdown in the new song I'm working on just because. Like, for no reason. And I realize it doesn't belong there, but you know what? Sometimes you just need a breakdown. I have breakdowns all the time, but not that kind. Oh, man. My buddies Tom and Spags got together a few years ago to form a... I don't know, electronica kind of thing. I don't even know what you would call it. But the band is called Black Mansions. It's basically just the two of them, and they're putting out some dope music all the time. And to date, my favorite song from them is a song called Killer. You might have heard it 10 million times on the box, and that's why it is number 15.
Hidden within each of us is not only the capacity to love and hate, but to take that final step to be not only a creator, but a destroyer. A mad, unreasoning killer.
Certainly not only musically, but in the rest of real life. 2021 had a few firsts, I guess. Yeah, sure. or other firsts, or restarts is probably a better word. I know for most of 2020, I personally was not comfortable going to the gym. I know the gym wasn't even open for me to go to, and that sucked. Am I telling this story right? I feel like I'm getting confused. I might be. All right, so this story may or may not be true. I'm a little fuzzy today. My apologies. But we didn't go to the gym, and I started going back to the gym earlier this year after I got vaccinated and stuff. And that was cool, and I was able to do it. I will tell you, I had to stop again once they put the mask mandate back in. I cannot handle the elliptical or the treadmill. I'm too heavy to breathe through a mask. So instead of being one of those douchebags that takes their mask off on the treadmill and gets everyone else sick, I decided to just not go. I'm fortunate enough that I actually have a treadmill here. I don't like it, and treadmills really aren't the thing I should be on anyway. But it's better than nothing, and I can't not breathe. And I'm not going to use an excuse like not breathing to sit around and get fatter. That's just silly. But while I was going back to the gym, I did stumble across some brand new music from a band I had never heard of. They could be brand new. I don't know. But I love this song so much. I played it so much in my own personal headspace that I guess I didn't play it as much as I thought on the box, because it's coming in at number 14, which, while still respectable in my head, should have at least cracked the top 5, because I had never heard of the band Badflower before, but I remember being on, it was the preacher curl machine at the gym, and I remember just doing an extra rep just so I could finish listening to this cool new song from this cool new band. The song was Family, and it's at number 14 on the box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
God damn, I like that song. Good job, boys. Good job. While it's true that I have tortured many a band over the years about songs that they've written, that I've been fortunate enough to see them play live, and then been really annoyed by the fact that they don't have it recorded anywhere. I've done it to a bunch of bands. I've done it to Craving when they refused to record the song Go. I did it to Sweet Tooth when Johnny flat out refused to record Let Me In. But eventually, my resolve won out. And I'm not afraid or ashamed to admit that, yeah, when sometimes a bully is required, a bully is required. Now, you could argue that they would have eventually recorded those songs, whether I said anything at all. And you can argue that because this is America, and I'm not going to tell you what you can or cannot do. However, I am going to just keep considering that it's me that got them to do it, and I will take full credit for that. And another band to throw on that burning leaf pile of new music that took forever to record and release are the good people over at All New Episode Incorporated. They had a song called Gyros that they used to play live for years. And I'm not saying that Sean and Noko are lazy, because I don't think that's what it is. But I also don't think that they just drop everything and record songs that I've asked them to do, despite the fact that I've asked them to do it. And I guess that's okay. But in 2021, they finally released it, and I got to play the ever-loving F out of it, and that's how it got all the way up to number 13 at the top 21 of 2021. Here's All New Episode on the box. Now you see why I pestered them so much to record that goddamn song? Excuse me. Now, the band coming in at number 13, it's a funny story how I even know they exist. We're not funny, but I don't know. Something. It's a story how they exist. And honestly, looks like I have to kill a couple minutes here so I can run late at the end of the show like always. So, one of my favorite shows that I have ever played as Rebel 9 was a show in Houston at a bar called Acadia. Acadia Bar and Grill. It was... There's so much that goes into that story. We were playing South by Southwest. We'd driven down there with in conjunction with the boys from Craving Strange at the time, and we were both playing South by Southwest, and we were looking for other shows while we were there, because we were there for a week. And so we were playing between Austin and Houston. So we had two shows booked at a place called Super Happy Funland. That story I've told several times and do not need to tell now. But one of the things about Super Happy Funland is that when we announced we were playing there a second time, one of the radio stations, Reachdown Radio, actually, which was based out of Houston, called me, like actually on the phone, called the band, band's phone number, and called me, and they're like, "You don't want to play there." And I was like, "Well, I do need a show, but like I've never actually had anybody call me up and be like, you don't want to play at a place." So I took it seriously, and they took it seriously enough that they booked us on a show on the Friday night that we were leaving South by Southwest. So we were going to leave Austin, we're going to stop in Houston, play a show, and then drive home. That was the plan. They threw us on a show. They gave us a show, like, sight unseen. They're like, "You're a good band. Like, just come down and play." And they let us open. And that show was at a place called Acadia Bar and Grill. And it was a great stage. Every now and then, it's my profile picture because it was so cool. We were able to throw our banners up, big stage and stuff like that. And there were a bunch of regulars that just were there to see music, a bunch of regulars that really, really liked us, bought a lot of our merch. If you've ever heard me play the Wailo live from Houston, Texas here on The Box, that song was recorded there. We live streamed the show. It was just a great, great show for us. So I, on Instagram, followed Acadia Bar and Grill. And so every now and then, I just see bands that are playing there and check them out, you know, if they look kind of cool or whatever. And one of those bands was a band called Tough on Fridays, and they were playing the Acadia, and I checked them out, and they had a new record out. So I listened. I didn't, like, the new record for me was okay. They were a good band. It's a trio, which I always like. I just think it's, dynamically, it's interesting, like a la Goo Goo Dolls and stuff like that. But what happened was I was listening to the new record, and it went to this song. I think it was one of their first songs, and it was called The Waywards, and I absolutely adored it, and I played a whole lot of it. So there you go. That is one of the weird and wonderful ways that you, too, can end up here on the Hard Rock Lunchbox. And if you have a really, really good song that's not on your new record, and I accidentally find it on Spotify because I didn't click skip fast enough, then maybe you, too, can be number 12, maybe the top 22 of 2022, if you play your cards right. But for right now, it's Tough on Fridays with The Waywards coming in at number 12 on The Box.
Smoke another before we go.
Comment on the country twang of Tough on Fridays. I have learned my lesson. You know who doesn't have any country twang? The dudes from Silverstein. And they did put out new music, and I love that band, and I am super, super grateful that they did put out new music. And as much as I love the last record, this one is pretty goddamn good. And they brought us Bankrupt, which comes in at number 11 for the in the top 21 of 2021. Not bad, boys. It's Silverstein in the box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know exactly how to better do this countdown. Here's the deal. Like, it just is. Like, does that make any sense? Like, it just is. Like, I understand that there are probably better Silverstein songs out there. My personal favorite from them is Madness. It just happens to be my favorite song. But I guess I just didn't play it as much because I get really caught up in when bands I like release new music. So it's usually like every week for like, you know, anywhere from 2 to like 8 weeks that I play it. I've also announced kind of every year, like, oh, this is the new song of the summer, and then I just don't play it enough, and that seems to happen a lot. or there's multiple songs of the summer, or I can't believe I'm, you know, I'm gonna play this song every week, you know, like, I do that because the show is made up and the points don't matter, actually. It's mainly the reason. But I assure you, the very simple way that this works is I get a playlist from every day I do this show, every single Thursday I do this show, I get a playlist, we tabulate it all up, and Silverstein is definitely one of those bands who actually kind of suffer, much like Deftones, and actually much like a lot of bands on the countdown, that suffer from actually having multiple songs on the countdown, because I'll definitely be like, no, oh, I should play Madness. I want to play Madness this week, but, like, I'll just play, you know, Bankrupt because it's their new winner. Or something like that. Like, it definitely is something that used to happen to Craving Strange all the time. It definitely happens to A Day to Remember. It happens to Rebel 9, for sure. Definitely happens to bands like Chevelle and Deftones. I mean, Chevelle had 4 songs in the top 20, right? Like, that's... I can't play them. Like, legally, I can't even play more than 2 songs from the same band in the same hour, so I can't. But it's also, you know, I want to hear different songs. Like, if you want the true list, like, I suppose I could post it, or we could talk about it next week and see, like, what it actually looked like. We can do that. That'd be fun. In just full transparency, if you want to hear, because I do count out the top 25, I know. I count out the top 25, which it looks like I should have done this year, because it doesn't look like I'm anywhere near running out of time. I'm going to have to, like, do some dancing at the end to kind of stretch it out, but that's cool, because I always have something to say. But if you want to know, because if you're that kind of person, you want to know, number 25 would have been Bitter from Chunk No Captain Chunk, because that was a new song, and I played a lot of that today. Also, Superglue from Birds of Tokyo, which I really, really loved. I'm actually surprised it didn't make it. The Lines from Beartooth, very close, just missing out, coming in at number 23. And 18th and Addison with Leeches coming in at 22. So, I mean, like, it was super close. Like, we're talking about, like, a play separating them from the ones that actually made the top 20. Top 21 countdown. But yeah, I can gather up another list and tell you, like, exactly what the true layout of it was, because it's way different with all the multiple plays, so maybe we'll just do that for next week. But right now, it's time for the top 10.
Top
And before we get into the top 10, I think it's a good time to recap all the things we've done so far. So we're doing the top 21 played songs of 2021 on the box. And number 21 was Hypnotic from Dead Sara. 20 was Aaron with Over It. Neon Skyline came at number 19 with Golden Heart. Blind Melon, for some reason unbeknownst to me, came in at number 18 with Tones of Home. Wage War, way lower than they ought to be, but they shouldn't have put out such a good record. It definitely watered down their total. Came out. Godspeed came in 17. Newfound Glory with Backseat at 16. Killer from Black Mansions at 15. Family from Bad Flower came in 14. All new episode, picking up number 13 with Gyros. And 12 was Tough on Fridays with The Waywards. And Silverstein bringing up the end of the bottom 20, which I do respect, thank you very much, with Bankrupt. So now it is time for the top 10 of the top 21 of 2021. And this one comes from my buddy Mikey, who, when he's not busy doing a million other things, including the BIMP podcast, also puts out music under the name Something Heavy. Him and AJ have been doing this for a little while, and they drop songs all the goddamn time. The trick is really just figuring out when they're going to release them, remembering to play them, and playing one more than all the others, which apparently is what I did to get Losing Grip all the way up to number 10 on the box. Now, one of the ways you can really up your plays in any given year, and I'm not trying to give you any unsolicited advice, but I'll admit it was unsolicited, is what you can do, and I strongly recommend this anyway, is you can put out a really, really, really great song. It helps if you're from a really, really, really great band, and that's okay. And that definitely helps. But a really, really great band putting out a really, really great song and then following it up with an acoustic version of that song will definitely bump you up into the top 10. I've seen it before. I'll see it again, and I'm going to see it right now, because Coheed and Cambria did exactly that when they dropped Shoulders this year, because I played the F out of both of them. And that's just how it's going to be.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Now, I don't know that I know anybody that was more happy than me that Chevelle put out such a great new record this year. Or last year. Last year, right? I think it was last year. Recently. During COVID. Chevelle, as everybody that listens to The Box knows, is one of my favorite bands. It is also one of the greatest influences on my writing style. And I think any Rebel 9 fan will hear that, certainly once they're aware of it. But I adore this band. And where I thought that they've made missteps, which misstep is probably the wrong word, where they've made choices and gone in directions that weren't exactly what I was super into, it was okay. Like, and it was fine because I would learn new stuff, I would listen to new stuff, and I would like what I would like, and I would cherry pick from the records. But man, Niritas, what a great goddamn record. And I played so much stuff. As I mentioned, Chevelle hit the top 20 on the full tally 4 times, I believe. That's how much I played stuff from this new record. But the winner of all of those Chevelle songs, the most Chevelliest song of all of Chevelle Town in 2021, is Self-Destructor. And that bad boy comes in at number 8 on the box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
God damn it, anyway. Such a good song. You know, I was just sitting here thinking, because I've got Chevelle in at number 8, and the band I've got in at number 7 are such staples of this goddamn show that I wonder what band has been in the most end-of-the-year countdowns. To be fair, it's probably a day to remember, but I'm just looking at these. I'm lost in my statistics because I can't do the statistics properly while I'm doing the show because I'll just screw everything up like normal. But I just wonder, like, who has appeared in the most of the year-end countdowns and who has appeared the highest in all of them. And I bet you, statistically, I can figure that out because that would be cool. But for right now, it's time to get to number 7, and this band has been literally since day one, but so is Chevelle, so I guess it's not that big of a deal. But it's a slightly bigger deal because Chevelle was number 8 and Deftones are number 7.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Listen, I don't want to have a whole lot of conspiracy theories about this particular countdown or this particular election. Because people that still think that they're trying to find those fake votes that Trump would have won are laughable. And if you think that there's a way that these numbers have been influenced in any way by liberal, Democratic-leaning operatives, you're mistaken. By the way, I don't know if anybody saw the AP report. It's so underplayed because everyone's catching COVID now, but it was the single greatest thing. So they had that voter recount. They had a full Republican-led voter recount in the state of Georgia. And you know what they found? They found 4 votes that were cast by dead people. 4. Want to guess who they voted for? It wasn't Biden. So I'm laughing at you. And I'm also laughing at everybody that dares to doubt the integrity of this countdown. Sure, you can doubt the integrity of the Hard Rock Lunchbox or, of course, its host. I think we all, from time to time, doubt the integrity of that dude. But numbers don't lie. That's what I'm telling you. Numbers do not lie. They do, however, get peculiar sometimes, because I realized something when I was tabulating all this information, that sometimes putting out a new song is the only way to get yourself into the top countdown, the top 21 of 21 or 22 of 22. Sometimes putting out a new song really is the only way to do that. However, sometimes putting out a new song kind of just spurs playing a lot of old songs. And that's exactly what happened with the artist coming in at number 6 today. You better know them as Jackknife Stiletto, but I know them as Annie and Friends. And their song, Calling All Creeps, which came out today, that I played a lot of, actually got beaten out by a completely other Jackknife Stiletto song. I can't believe it either, but here we are, coming in at number 6, somewhat unbelievably not Calling All Creeps, or Calling All the Creeps. Maybe that's the problem. It's Drama King on the box.
Drama King. King.
That's right, people. It's almost time for the top five. Actually, it is time for the top five. But because we're running ahead of schedule, because I suck at time management, why don't we take a recount of what we've got so far, shall we? Yeah. For those of you who missed it, number 21 is Dead Sarah with Hypnotic. Number 20 is Arn with Over It. Number 19, The Neon Skyline with Golden Heart. Number 18, Blind Melon, Tones of Home. Number 17, Wage War and Godspeed. Number 16, Newfound Glory and Backseat. Coming at number 15, Black Mansions with Killer. Bad Flower at 14 with Family. All new episode with Gyros at 13. Tough on Friday at 12 with The Waywards. Silverstein with Bankrupt at number 11. Cracking the top 10 is A Losing Grip from Something Heavy. Shoulders from Coheed and Cambria come in at number 9. Self-Destructor from Chevelle at 8. Deftones, their top song of 2021, Rocket Skates, unsurprisingly, coming in at number 7. And Jackknife Stiletto coming in at number 6 with Drama Queen, or King. So there you have that. Now, I'm going to make an executive decision. Honestly, I have a half hour left of the box, and I could really drag this out if I wanted to, because nobody can drag a show out like me, but I'm actually getting a little tired, so I think I'm just going to go ahead and play the top five. I'll intro every song. If we end early, we end early. Maybe I'll play some Rick James. Who knows? Yeah, the list could be audited. That would be a thing. We could do that. Court's not acknowledged. Unsurprisingly, number 7, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, Chad is unhappy again, which makes me certain that it's a very good countdown, so I'll just take that as a win for me. Cracking the top five. And before there's any complaining in the chat, beating Jackknife Stiletto by exactly one play, it's the good people over at Roderick, who finally got off their asses to release some music this year. The song is called Save Me, and it's number 5 on the box.
Go away.
I cannot believe we're in the top five, and I've got 25 minutes left to kill. Like I said, I think I'm just going to go ahead. I think I'm just going to go ahead and finish the countdown, then we'll just play some more music after that. What do you guys think? Anybody care? Nobody cares, right? Nobody actually cares. Oh, man. Yeah, Scam Down 2021. That's what we're up against. I will say, I'm very happy to get to number four. I thought it was going to be higher, to be perfectly honest with you, but I guess I just dipped out of it because I was listening to this probably every day in my real life world because, once again, I declared this to be the song of summer and it wasn't. That's why it's only number four on the box. But that's cool. That's cool. I always dig it. I ended a lot of shows with it. I hope you dig it too because I got to tell you, I'm getting a little tired and I think this is appropriate because I think we all... Every now and then, I think we all need more than a few rips. More than 10. More than 50. But 100. 100 rips? That ought to do. That ought to do, donkey. That'll do.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Yeah, man. I thought that was going to be a lot higher on the countdown, but honestly, number four is nothing to sneeze at. And the reason I can say that is because I know really well the dudes in the number three song of 2021. It's actually a little surprising that this band actually posted this particular song higher than other songs in their catalog. But it really is just a function of how things get requested and how things get played and honestly and selfishly what kind of mood I'm in. Now, for the record, I happen to really, really love this song. I was actually just telling my daughter the story of how this song got its name just last night because we were watching Spaceballs, which is one of her all-time favorite movies, as it should be. And I was saying that Rick Moranis, the incredibly talented actor who plays Lord Helmet, also played one Louis J. Tully. And the reason I know that name so well is because in the movie, when he gets dropped off at Ghostbusters headquarters, they try and figure out what his name is. So Annie Potts pulls his wallet out and he checks his license. And after he says that he's the Keymaster, she says his name is Louis J. Tully and he lives on Central Park West. And that is how the song got its name. And that song is number three.
Surrender your thoughts into my head.
Tell you and let you in on a little secret. That song is slated for our show January 29th at Barnum Ballroom in Island Park. And the guys have been working on gang vocals for that song. So at the end, when it's like, I'm alive, like Kaz and Tony will both be singing. Some of you probably saw that at Mulcahy's. We were just getting that underway. This is the first time Rebel 9 has had gang vocals since Matt and Ray were in the band. So that is quite a while, but it is nice to hear. So it turns out, statistically speaking, that my other song of the summer also cracked the top five and, unsurprisingly, was not higher up in the list because I thought, aside from 100 Rips being number one, I thought this song could also take a shot at being number one. But I guess it got close because it got number two. And that is definitely nothing to smirk at. And I hope the boys in A Day to Remember appreciate all the support I give them, probably why they're such a big band. But, hey, Jeremy, call me.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
A goddamn great song from a goddamn great band, am I right? Well, good people, here we are. We're at the top of the top 21 of 2021. Like, that is bananas to me. And we're early. We're early as F, which means I'm going to recap the top 10 for you. That's right, kids. Coming in at number 10.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Yeah, so that leaves us at the number one spot. Should probably be no surprise at this point, and no doubt in anybody's mind which band is going to take the number one spot. I think the biggest trick of this is which of their three new songs would actually take it, and I should probably switch over to something more fitting. Excuse me. There we go. So it turns out this week, the weekly craving of the week with Craving Strange is actually the weekly craving of the year with Craving Strange. That's right, I said it. Now, my buddy Jimmy is no stranger to the year-end countdown, and I think this year he actually planned it just kind of perfectly, released his song just in time to get a little taste from last year, but kept all the other of the new releases to himself just to ensure he would rack up plays just so that he would make the number one. Does that make any sense? No. Actually, I'm stalling for time because I can't seem to spell craving because I am that good. It's tabulated, calculated, retabulated, and recalculated to make sure that the very top most played song of the new three was indeed going to be number one this week, this year, this lifetime, this decade, this 2021. The top one of the top 21 goes to my buddies in Craving Strange. Great goddamn job. And it's Rise on the Box. Oh, yeah. Chicken.
To the knives while concealing.
there we have it, kids. It's the top 21 of 2021 as tabulated by the software here on Virtual DJ. And, of course, we could not do this without Microsoft Excel, not a sponsor. But it is time to get on out of here, and we will start this all over. We'll start this process next year. If you want to influence the countdown, then I suggest you request songs more, and we'll see what the top 22 of 2022 looks like, roughly, I'm thinking, a year from today. That sound good? We can all meet up, have a little play date, do that kind of thing, maybe, whatever. I am going to leave you with a little bonus song, not because I want to, but because you guys have earned it. You guys are awesome. Thank you for supporting me through this stupid show another year and having yourselves a good old time while doing it. I can't think of any better way to spend 2 hours on a Thursday. So thanks for being a part of it. Thanks for allowing me to be a part of it. And hope everybody has a happy and healthy new year. Thank you so much, as always. And let's get on out of here on a high note. Or maybe even just a fat note. Phrasing.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.